You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Love wings around here, but I don't know if it's enough to try pumpkin spice chicken wings.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all gotta stop. I didn't know where you was going with that. But no, that is disrespectful to wings.
Well, you know, we've got a big game coming up this Sunday night, and possibly pumpkin wings will be on your menu.
I ain't no pumpkin wings, man. Nothing pumpkin.
Oh, I love plenty pumpkin. But not on the wings.
Yeah, that's trifling to me. Big game Sunday night as our Kansas City Chiefs will face the Bengals for Sunday night football. Andy Reid, of course, you already know he's ready.
Before the challenge of playing Cincinnati, Marvin's done a great job over the years with that. With his teams, you know, you're going to get a tough team coming in here that's well coached. And so our guys are going to go through the process of getting ready to play against a good football team. Look forward to playing here at Arrowhead on a Sunday night. We know we'll be rocking and love bringing teams in here. So,
man, the Chiefs are going to be wearing red on red. The stadium is going to be absolutely bananas for Sunday night football. Game is at 7:20 p.m. on NBC.
I know my friend will be in the building.
Yes, Lord, I will. maybe under the influence, but we'll see about that.
You be double fisting those beers, fam.
Hey, listen, I'm a beer man.
I've only seen you twist it one time, though. You hold your looking pretty good.
Yeah, I don't even be.
You become very friendly.
I
when
do.
You're drunk.
I am. That's me. I'm the friendly guy. I'm the happy go lucky guy when I'm like
very
that.
Very touchy feely. Okay, sit down, boys.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your attitude with it though. Mm-hmm. You can't embrace all this love I have to give.
But when you nothing.
I had a lot of love to give last night too, Shay.
Oh, Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, it went down last night. Shout out to Lifeline Photos, came through, took some pictures. That's on the Facebook page.
That's what's up.
TT was there, Miss Wells.
Oh, man. Hey. We had her on the show about a year and a half ago, right?
Hey, she was getting it in.
Oh.
Yeah. But no, it was a good time last night, so.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-60s. Occasional morning rain. Cloudy at 55. Right now in Independence. Shade, what's popping?
Once again, thank you for paying the Netflix bill. You are the GOAT for that.
Thank you for that, but you're going to have to pay me something at the end of the year for my taxes or something.
Yeah, no, that ain't gonna happen. But on Netflix right now is the Quincy Jones documentary. It's off the chain. Have you had a chance to watch the whole thing?
Yes, I did. I was patiently waiting for the Michael Jackson part, and it came and went by like in 10 minutes. I was kind of upset about that, but I learned a lot from him.
It was a good piece about that whole time.
What did he say about Smelly? Ego?
He said,
ego is,
I don't remember.
I'll figure it out.
So Quincy Jones is now revealing something that I wondered about as I was watching the documentary, and it never talked about. That was drug abuse. Just about everybody else's documentary, I saw that in it. But he's since revealed that Ray Charles got him addicted to Heroin at 15 years old, fam.
Can you imagine doing drugs like that, hardcore drugs at the age of 15?
No, but they thought that was like an entertainer's life. They didn't see it as, you know, hardcore until it was.
Yeah.
Dang.
By the way, Quincy Jones said that ego is usually just overdressed insecurity. Yeah, man. Learned a lot of stuff from his documentary. It was riveting.
But I was wondering where the drug use was, because I thought to myself, I said, he was around these same people, and I wonder, was he ever caught up in the rapture with it?
How did he get off of it?
He said it was only for 5 months.
Yeah, because, you know, when people get on this type of stuff, it's very hard to get off.
And Heroin is one of the hardest ones to kick and stay kicking.
Yeah. Cold turkey.
Damn. dang, he's still alive too. This man done died almost like two or three different times.
Yeah, he just had a stroke.
Yeah.
A few years ago.
Speaking of stroke, singer Nivea has revealed that she had a stroke after giving birth to her first child, Navy, with then ex-husband, The Dream.
I had a stroke after I had Navy.
Really?
Yes, because I was literally eating salt out of my purse. And I didn't know that about the fluid retention and how if you could swell your brain and actually cause your brain to scrape your skull, which is an actual headache. So I went through that. Thank God nothing was wrong, no damage or anything like that.
Yes,
but
thank
what
you
a scare,
Father.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sitting here staring at you.
But it's like, wow, I survived that. That's amazing. With nothing, you know, happening as a effect. So that was scary, but I learned that you can't eat salt. Shaking salt in the palm of your hand. I was so sick that I was tired of being nauseous and throwing up. And you know, salt curbs nausea. So I was literally had a salt shaker in my purse.
Whoa.
I've never heard of that before in my life.
I haven't either.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a remedy that I would try full of the pregnancy.
How much salt did she ingest for her to have a stroke?
Man. There's rumors that she like another white substance, but I don't know. I don't know if that was part of it or not, though. I don't know that.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Good morning, favorite people. Let me tell y'all why I'm mad. It is October the 19th, 2018, and yes, I have still not, have not had no sex yet. What's going on, Brian?
No, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, call on his name. Call
you supposed to be hooking me up with somebody.
Nah, you better call on Jesus.
I've been calling on Jesus.
Nah, I got a nice little chunky light skinned thing
don't.
Ready for you, girl.
It better be somebody else. It better be
Heavy D. I don't know light skinned thing.
His name is BBS.
No, it ain't. Chocolate one.
Well, you could put chocolate on him. That's your business.
No. Would you please get me out of this escapade right now? I ain't got nothing to do with this. Miss
Cindy. You can hook me up with your nephew or your cousin or somebody.
Ooh, who?
His nephew was 10 years old.
Oh, his cousin. Somebody, he got cousins out here.
I ain't got no cousins.
He robbing on them big body bands on Dubs out here.
I ain't got nothing for you, Miss Cindy.
Isn't there a man in the background? I know I heard some men talking.
That's
who is that?
Mom. That's the one that say he liked you.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
boo, well, transfer that love you got for me and give Miss Cindy some. She needed more than me.
What?
Yeah, you needed more than me, girl.
You play too much. That's for you.
I'm
That's
good.
Why you're calling. I said you could talk to her this morning.
I'm good, though. But
hey,
yeah,
he can make
you
breakfast. He make breakfast and everything, Shay.
Yeah, but that's thank you. But yeah, my man ain't gonna like that. But I think you should try
that
it out.
For everybody.
Nah, my man ain't for everybody, boo.
Oh man! All right, Miss Cindy, have a good day. Go get you some.
Man, nah, I'm saving myself for Jesus, like you said. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Try to hit it. Try to hit it.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
First time coming to the town, Daniel Caesar performing in the All in Black Party. Voodoo Lounge, November 10th, it goes down. Taking a look at the tickets. No floor seats available at this time. Everything's been sold out. All couches, all tables.
Oh, Lord.
All bleachers. Standing room only available now at Ticketmaster.
Wow. Love Macy covered best part?
Oh, yeah. She sounds good, too.
It's the sweetest thing. Oh. And it don't change.
Okay, Love Macy.
If I had it my way.
She'll be at the All in Black Party.
You will know that you are.
Mm-mm, stop. Stop. That ain't your job. That
you
ain't your job.
Cover?
That ain't your job. No. That ain't your job. No. Stop.
Give it all.
You do not sound like Ella Fitzgerald. Stop.
Ella Fitzgerald? I texted my mommy last night. Ma, we got any cousins in Liberty? She was like, nah.
Why?
Somebody won $4.4 million in the Mo lottery on Wednesday. Mm. Tickets sold at Cheap Smokes and Liquor on State Route 291.
A where you need to go get your tickets at. Can't go to like all the popular places.
I actually know the mayor of Liberty. He's a really nice guy. I like him a whole lot.
Can we get free rent up there or something?
He's not going to give us any free rent. Shouts out to Lindo. What up, dog?
Okay. Lindo, hook us up, dude.
So, Brian, you know I'm going out of town today. As soon as the show is over, I'm headed straight to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to entrust you with something because I'm going to be gone.
Okay.
I have two tickets for Mega Millions and one for the Powerball.
Okay.
I'm leaving these tickets in your care just to see if I win. Now, I don't want any foolishness from you, Brian, in the event that these hit.
Okay.
I've taken pictures of my tickets as proof.
I can't promise you that.
And I'm talking about it on the radio so that I will be able to present this audio recording in a court of law if you wild out.
Okay. I can't promise you that if we win... If we win.
You gotta stop speaking French on the radio.
Nah,
this is America.
No,
this is America.
This is English. This is America. We as in you and I.
No, this is America. Okay. And I'm gonna need you to speak English.
It can either be my ticket or our ticket. You choose. Okay.
As I said, I've taken the picture of it and we're talking about it. I purchased these tickets.
Okay.
And of course, Mega Million jackpot has risen to $970
million. Damn. My lord.
Second highest in history.
Making that real money.
And the Powerball is hitting for $430 million.
$5, Buster.
My lord.
Either one of them do me just lovely.
I remember you asked me when the show first started about 3 years ago, you asked me would I keep working if I were to hit the lotto? And yeah. I was like, yeah, I would.
You see how crazy you sounded back then? You see how the Lord has matured you and trained you up? Because I'm like, why would you
come to work
every day?
I would quit yesterday if I won.
You are a hater.
Not I'm calling from the airphone, fam. That's
from the
how
airphone.
From the airphone. That's how y'all gonna find out.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Check your meat, Brian.
What?
Hy-Vee has recalled 6 different meat or potato products over salmonella and listeria concerns. The use-by date is October 22nd. You can check out our Hot 103 Jams Facebook page for the SKU numbers.
I know where you was going with that.
Well, I know you shop at Hy-Vee. That's why I want you to check your meat.
Damn.
I know you shop there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Me, I go to Price Chopper, but you go to Hy-Vee a lot. So, it's Funny Friday.
It is.
Do something new. A Funny Friday flashback. We got who?
Got Faison Love. Remember we had him on the show?
Yeah.
Now, listen, I hear y'all got some breakfast coming up here.
Yes, we do. Shout out to Chris Good at Ruby Jean's Juicery. The new location will be opening on Saturday.
Don't bring no green juice up here. You bring some.
It's really good.
Grits,
you'll like it.
Some grits and some regular stuff. So,
what is regular stuff?
This is the Midwest. Ain't nobody doing no green juice. What more do you want from me?
Now it's time for the Shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Look for highs in the mid 60s today with a little bit of rain on the way. It's 7:23 right now. You are clear at 46 in KCK. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity friends. Member of Another Bad Creation, Chris Sellers is 40 today, Brian.
I swing my beat at the playground.
You know.
ABC is 40. Look at that.
Man.
Yeah.
Boxer Evander Holyfield is 56 today.
Uh-huh.
Member of the Fugees, Prize, is 46.
I sit 90 degrees underneath palm trees.
Uh-huh.
Smoking BDs as I burn my calories.
Woo!
Evangelist and gospel singer Dorinda Clark Cole. Yes! She's 61 years old today.
Uh-huh.
Singer-songwriter Jennifer Holliday.
We both have the same.
This is the most sung song on the Apollo.
Yeah, it is. But not the same mind.
Rapper Lil Durk is 26. And Floyd Mayweather Sr., that's the daddy.
Yeah.
The Floyd Mayweather Jr., he's 66 today.
Happy birthday to everybody born on October 19th.
Man, shouts out to the girl Rihanna. She is standing with Colin Kaepernick and reportedly turned down the Super Bowl when they approached her to be the halftime presentation show.
What did Jay-Z say? We need stadiums too? Turn down the Super Bowl?
She said,
you need me,
I don't need you. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, though.
Man, I tell you, she's really blossomed into more than just an entertainer. She's a philanthropist, humanitarian, businesswoman, and dare I say, good girl? I know she's the bad gal, but she's a good girl.
Nah, she ain't good no more. It's going out the window. Shay, she's on Twitter smoking weed, being naked. Come on now, ain't nothing good girl about her. You done gave her props. Cool.
The last six women you've been on dates with were on Twitter smoking weed and half naked.
That's not true.
Buck naked.
That's not true. That's not true. Thank you.
You'll be happy about this. Your girl, the brat, will not have to face jail time in the bottle-throwing lawsuit.
I mean, although she could thug her way through it, she could do it.
I thought she already served time for that.
I thought she did, too. But, I don't know. Are they late with the stories
this
or something?
This is an ongoing case, it says. Yeah. It says that she was asked to pay a $6 million judgment. I remember that. Okay, so she didn't pay that money. But I thought you couldn't go to prison for owing money. That's always been my claim to faith. Like when they called me, look, deadest prison was over when the American Revolution was fought, okay? You can't lock me up in prison over a debt.
Sally Mae gonna put you away, all right?
Sally Mae ain't got, her hands ain't fast enough for
her. Whoa, brother, now you got too much dip on your chip.
All right, now when they hear this and they come get you, then what? Then what we gonna do?
Her hair's not fast enough for me, fam. I'ma peel your face off like a grape.
Stop! You the one that said these things.
Yo,
Jay.
Lincoln Prep is in the building. We gonna talk to them coming up next.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Ring the alarm because the high school game of the week will be played tonight. Lincoln Prep, Summit Christian. Field House on Southeast High School's campus. And we have Lincoln Prep in the building.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Let me introduce Coach Donnell Fletcher.
Good morning.
What's up, Coach Fletch?
What's going on?
Chilling.
Defensive coordinator Derek Pitts.
How you guys doing?
Coach Pitts?
And representing
defensive coordinator name right there, boy.
And representing the D-line, senior Billy Jenkins II.
How y'all doing out there?
Billy Jenkins. Sound like a soul singer.
Just covered off his coronation. He is the homecoming king, FYI.
Okay,
we do have royalty in the building right now.
And he got that turnover chain.
Yes, sir.
It's the first school that I've seen with this. How did that come about? Y'all been watching University of Miami football?
Oh, of course. We had to get a little inspiration on the defense.
Okay.
What's up? I like that.
You know, the turnover chain is like when they get an interception or fumble something, they get the chain and they floss it around and stuff, and they do all that.
Hey, we've been flying that around a lot with 29 turnovers this year so far.
Wow.
29?
29. We're trying to get a lot of kids to wear it in the game.
That is a lot.
Man, it's a special sight to see once they get there, throwing their helmet off. It's a couple times I thought they were going to take their whole head off.
So tonight as you face Summit Christian, you guys come with a winning record of 6-2. What do you expect on that field tonight?
We expect Summit Christian to be well coached, disciplined, and things like that. We expect to execute. That's our goal every week, is come in, execute, do our job, everybody play for each other. Our biggest thing we preach is family. So we're just one unit doing our job.
How many sacks you getting tonight, fam?
I'm gonna at least 3.
Wow. Wow. So, Coach Pitts, your coaching must be top notch if we go get three tonight out of him.
Hey, we're just out here trying to go as hard as we can all the time. Everybody's playing for each other next to him, so everybody goes hard every play.
Are you busy Sunday? Because we might could use a little D-line help.
Boy, look.
At the Arrowhead Stadium. Yes, I'm just saying.
Hey, they just got to fly around, tackle. That's all you got to do on defense.
Less thinking and more reaction.
Oh, there it is.
That's what defense is about, Shay.
I tried to teach you that a couple weeks ago.
You ain't try to teach me nothing.
I did try to teach you about just reacting.
Oh, so you want to go there?
No, don't do that. It's kids in the building.
He don't care.
No, it's kids in the building. Don't do that, Brian. Seriously. This is High School Gabe of the Week time. Let's focus on the High School Gabe of the Week. Lincoln Prep is known for excellence in the classroom.
Yes, they are.
And excellence on the field.
Yeah, that's where all the smart kids go. That's why I didn't go to Lincoln Prep.
So, my goodness.
That is why. Jared went there, but I didn't.
We also extended the offer for Summit Christian to come on up this morning, and maybe we'll get a chance to check for them another week in the High School Game of the Week. We'll have a new set of teams for you to vote on coming up. What, next week?
Monday, yeah.
Monday?
It's going down. But tonight we will be broadcasting live from the High School Game of the Week over there at Southeast Lincoln Prep. We appreciate y'all's time. Thank y'all for coming on and sharing with us.
Thank you very much, man.
Good luck.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Rain is making me a little nervous. I went and got my hair done last night.
Uh-oh. Well, go get you a Walmart bag or something.
Yeah, I got to get something. I ain't trying to mess my hair up right now. I was at the beauty shop. Shouts out to the Annex in Lee's Summit. That's where I was. My girl Aisha Ogletree. This lady came up to me when I was under the dry. She was like, "Grah! Did Brian play that Netflix bill?"
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Yes, he did. Like I told you, he would."
So you told me what I was gonna do. Is that what you're trying to say?
And you did it. When a pimp tell you to do something, react. Stop talking back.
That's what you get. You set yourself up for these.
Anyway, that's all you got to do is react. Marlon Wayans, his new comedy, is on Netflix. You can catch up on season one and season two.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to him a couple of months ago. It's another Friday Funny Flashback.
Hey, how you doing?
Last time you was on our show, you was cussing. You almost got our station shut down.
That was an accident. I probably was sleepy, and I might have been hungover. It could have been Sean. It's a lot of ways. You never know.
It was you, boo, because we got pictures.
Every time I turn on MTV or MTV2, I see the Wayans Brothers Show, which is one of my favorite shows of all time, or I'll see A Haunted House on, or I'll see White Chicks on. Do the Wayans, do y'all own MTV now? Do y'all own Viacom?
I wish I did. Do you think I'd be on the phone with you if I own Viacom? I'd be on my jet flying somewhere hot. Not that you're a bad human being, but... I mean, you know, I'm rich at that point. I don't need to talk to nobody.
I ain't saying you ain't, but
like,
you ain't.
Y'all on my plane. Y'all will be on the plane with me. I'm like, quit your job. Why? Because I own MTV and Viacom. You ain't got to do nothing no more.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So, we're still waiting to see who's going to join Boston in the World Series, right?
Yes, Boston just won the series last night against Houston, who was the reigning World Series champion. So now we're going to see who wins between the Dodgers and the Brewers. I like to call them the Milwaukee Royals because Lorenzo Cain is on that team. Mike Moustakas is on that team, and they're doing pretty well.
I have been so far removed from baseball this year, it's not even funny.
Yeah, well, the Royals were pretty terrible, so... You ain't need to watch no baseball.
I'm just pushing forward till Sunday.
Boy, look.
What are you going to do without me here for the Chiefs song?
I don't know.
You
going to do it with Playmaker? I don't know. Since somebody wants to go out of town during football season.
Y'all carry on and do it without me.
Okay, we will.
Yeah.
But we're going to miss your falsetto. Or lack thereof.
See, you do like this voice. I told
what?
You. Best part. Okay.
No. Don't you dare try to do that.
Just play Love Macy's cover, and I'm going to come in with, like, the second soprano part. That's the part I'm going to do.
Here we go.
Up to me, give it all. I just wanna see
no.
How
stop.
Beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star.
On my background.
Where you go, I'll follow.
What is she doing in this video, though?
I can't see the video.
Oh, I can. Love Macy, we're going to have a conversation. Okay, that's it. Thank you, Jennifer Holliday.
I don't stop. You hurt my self-esteem right now.
Oh, you be all right. It's called self-esteem. I ain't got nothing to do with self-esteem with you. It's called self-esteem.
I was really trying to share my heart with the people with my singing voice just now.
You've shared enough.
Oh.
What was that?
That was all my hopes and dreams being expelled out of my throat.
You know you can't sing.
No, I sound good.
Oh my God.
The people was feeling me when I sang on the Chief song the other day.
Yeah.
You don't know how many inboxes I got when we played the song 3, and people was like, Shay, you sounded so good. You sounded like an angel that fell off
what
of
kind
a cloud.
Of angel?
An angel that fell out of heaven off of a cloud.
I don't know what angel you talking about.
An angel in heaven that fell off of a cloud. That's what I sounded like. Say I didn't.
You didn't. So let's see what you sounded like. Man. Such a tough
on key,
game.
On pitch.
The ups and downs of football. Gonna stand strong, no. We are Chiefs Kingdom. Shay, break them off one time.
Whispering in his ear, my QB is my home. Telling him Sunday we're home, but our defense wasn't too good for us.
Lost the game by 3-3-3.
Yeah!
And what is that?
Lost the game by 3-3-3.
Oh my God.
Sound
whispering.
Good.
Now listen to that. In her ear, she knows my quarterback. Is my home.
You don't sound better than me.
Telling him
I didn't say I
Sunday
could say.
We'll be back home. And our defense was not that strong. And we lost the game by 3-3-3.
Oh, you ignorant.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103
Gems. 824, look for highs in the mid-60s today. Got some rain on the way right now. You are clear 53 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Yesterday, we told you about Diddy and Cassie splitting up. And he was quick to let y'all know that he has not moved on with the 26-year-old model that he was seen with over the weekend. Her name is Jocelyn Chu. Mm. He says that he is definitely single.
Yes, I'm single. I want to mingle.
You know what that tells me?
What?
They could possibly get back together. Because if your man is letting people know, no, I ain't with nobody. That means that he may, you know, try to come back and fix that stuff.
They done did it before.
They done broke up several times.
Damn!
But he's just not the dude that want to marry somebody.
And make love good.
Rihanna hit the Super Bowl with the I'm good love and joy text.
Oh, yeah.
And wanted her to perform at this year's Super Bowl halftime.
But
she said no.
Like, I'm super good.
She says she's standing with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. Takes a lot, though, because that's a huge platform.
Till you do right by him. Every Super Bowl performance that you touch
is going to be super whack.
It's going to crumble.
Who they got this year? Maroon 5?
Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody trying to see them.
You know, they got that little low pressure, blood pressure music. You know, it's nice music, though. I don't want to take anything away from them.
They cool, but they not, you know, imagine what Rihanna could do.
Call me now for your free reading.
You know.
Can you imagine the bad gal out there wandering in her Fenty Beauty and doing her thing savage style?
What'd you say?
Savage style.
You got nasty mouth.
You don't know nothing about this mouth, young buck. Quincy Jones revealed in a recent interview that icon Ray Charles got him addicted to heroin at the age of 15.
Damn! My lord, my lord.
Yo, that's a lie.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
That's what Ray Charles said to Quincy.
Stop! That's not funny.
I am going to fix him.
He did. Why your face crumbled up?
Because I'm not laughing at that. That's ignorant. Thank God he said he was hooked for only 5 months.
How did he get off of that, fam?
After we finished at the Washington Social Club and a couple of other ones, we'd all go down to Jackson Street to the Elks Club. That's where all the bebop jam sessions were. Nobody got paid. We didn't give a damn. When they finished playing, they go over in the corner and they had it on their thumb. I just snuck in the line and got me a little hit.
What in their thumb?
The heroin.
Oh my God.
There's many ways you can use it.
Cause I got the munchies! I've been smoking dope! I got the munchies!
He went on to say, the mistakes are what help you grow and learn. If I hadn't fallen, I would have been in New York where I was hanging out with Charlie Parker. I would have been a junkie forever.
Wow.
Bird was always high. Thank God we did it and got it over with.
Thank God. You know, just imagine all the great hits that we wouldn't have if he would have stayed on that. We wouldn't have had Thriller.
It would have been some great hits. It just wouldn't have been the type.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's enough.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.